This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Blair Clark and Sarah Nesbitt about Unseen Voices, the art exhibit currently on display at the Foster Gallery for Christianity and the Fine Arts at the First United Methodist Church in downtown Peoria. Sarah and Blair, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Well, we're so excited to talk about this show. Blair, let's start with you. This is, as I understand, the second time that this show has happened. Tell us a little bit about the conception behind it, how you came up with the idea, and how you launched it.
Yeah. So originally, Unseen Voices, the show, which is for Central Illinois as well as Peoria artists, emerging artists, came from the idea of, I don't know if you've heard of the group Emerging Artists Collective. Originally, when that group started, we were called Unseen Voices. So that show concept came from that group. The group started as myself and three other Christian leaders, Chris Marchand, Carol McPherson, who is the head of the Foster Gallery, and Aaron Schultz. And Chris and I would talk here and there about the arts in Peoria and the things that are already happening, the things that we want to see, the growth that we want to see. So we would talk about also what the church as a whole, how they can be better patrons to the arts. And so it's something where we'd meet and chat and get together a lot and just kind of get these ideas hashed out. And then we wanted to open it up to other artists. So I think we only met like three times that year, but we asked them questions. What are you guys wanting as artists from your city? What are you wanting to see? What are you wanting to be a part of? And so the Foster Gallery was already in place before this group was meeting, but it's something where it was like, I think we should have a show for these artists, for these emerging artists that maybe haven't been in a show before, or maybe have, but want another experience. There's no fee involved, but it is juried, and so you might not be accepted, and you might be accepted. But it was just a really good opportunity for the church to be a part of that show. You know, there are so many ways, too, in which people can be patrons, whether it be just going to a show, whether it be buying a piece of work, or supporting an artist, mentoring an artist, that kind of thing. And so it's really neat to see the church doing that. So Carol, I mean, she's great and just does a really amazing job with all of the shows that she puts together throughout the year. But yeah, it's a good opportunity for this group or many of the artists to be a part of.
And for the purposes of this exhibit, how are you defining an emerging artist or an up-and-coming artist?
Basically, one of the major guidelines is an artist that's not represented by a gallery.
So this is really filling the need of providing an educational stepping stone for that artist who does not have representation, does not have membership with an official gallery, but wants to start the process of engaging with art shows, submitting to fairs or competitions, and maybe needs a little bit of guidance with that. Am I understanding that correctly?
Exactly. And I think a gallery might be more interested in an artist that has shown before, too. So this kind of gives them something to put on the CV and get more exposure that way. So
obviously, if you're just starting out as an artist, there are a lot of things that you just don't know about that world and how to get exhibited. What are some of the barriers that emerging artists sometimes face that you're trying to help them work through?
I think sometimes, I mean, even myself, I'm very much a rule follower, but so I'm like reading every bulleted note, but it's something where in those first steps and you see this show that like, oh, I can do this, you get really excited. And some of the details get lost in your excitement. And so one of the things we're trying to push for is like letting the artist know to slow down. Read every single dotted line because your pieces may or may not be accepted based on the quality. More often than that, it will be because of quality. But it's just like submitting a resume to a job. It's really important to read those guidelines. And if even, too, your paragraph is not the best formatted, if your photos don't have a good DPI, if in your photo you have your image that you've created taken, but we see your unmade bed in the background and your cat in the other, like, that's not acceptable. So in the Emerging Artists Collective group, that's one of the things that we kind of address in some of our talks or discussions with each other, is what are the proper ways to photograph something, even if you just have a phone that you're using, like how you want your lighting to be. Don't do a whole bunch of changes to the photo. Yeah, so we're trying to like get people to see the different ways in which you need to present your work, just like you would a resume to a job.
Sarah, this was your first year serving as a juror for this show and curator. Can you talk us through a little bit of that process and maybe some of the, if there were common themes that you saw come in with the works or mediums that you saw submitted?
Sure. So I've been a juror, I think, for four other shows. So it wasn't my complete first time around, but first time around with Unseen Voices. And from what I understand, I think that this year was maybe triple or quadruple the amount of submissions that they had previously had. So so we did have a lot to go through, and it took us a while to go through them all. And a lot of what kind of it came down to was the space. So we only had so much space. Foster Gallery is not a huge gallery. It is a decent size. But I think we were able to fit 20 artists. And so there were some that, just to be able to present the show, you know, as best as possible, we had to kind of cut down for that factor too. But very diverse work. So I was really impressed by the range of work. We had everything from, you know, almost like a street feel kind of graffiti type to just really a classical representation, you know, of like a portrait. So really wide range. And so it was exciting. We felt like it was exciting challenge to present that work, that such diverse work, in a way that seemed to have resonance with the pieces that they were next to, you know, that had a flow that kind of guided the people through the show. And so that did take some time to figure out, but we enjoyed it. And common themes, I'm not sure. It seemed like we had a division between, like, about half the work seemed to be really brightly colored and really kind of charged with kind of a vivid, more vivid quality. And then we had about the other half that was kind of more subdued, maybe more realistic, representational. And so that seemed to be like kind of a big, easy dichotomy for me to see. But yeah, a wide range of works.
And again, because you're working with newer and less established artists for this exhibit, does that change the process that you use when you're working with them? Is there a little extra communication? Is there a little extra assistance to the artists to help them prepare their work or help with their artist statement, for instance?
So throughout the submissions that we would receive, even in the emailing process, it might not happen right away, but once all of them have been accepted, it was something where we would look back at the email. So if there was an artist statement not there at all, we would let them know, this is what we're looking for. If you have one, that's great. If you don't, just let us know. Same with even particular details about titles. If something's all lowercase caps, asking them, is this prevalent? Is this is this something that you would really like? Is this a part of your concept or your idea? Making sure to remind them to have things properly hung with wires. And I mean, some of the pieces too, that it's not everything is getting hung on a wall. It's some of them are three-dimensional pieces. And we even have an example in this show of Chelsea Tams, who's done a lot of stuff with Peoria. She has her 100 Days of Peoria book at the exhibit. So, yeah, it's a wide range of things. But even, I mean, during the hanging of the show, we had some pieces that weren't properly hung. And so that was something where we made sure in the beginning process we're getting everyone's contact information. And so we would text them, hey, this isn't hung properly. Are you okay with us putting D-rings in it? Or we might not be able to hang it otherwise. But yeah, there is a nice system at Unseen Voices to where they have these long hanging pieces with different little appendages that you can screw onto the base, and allows for possibilities of sawtooth or that kind of thing. But ultimately, you know, most places will require wire hanging. So just checking back in with the artist and, yeah, making sure that they know certain things and, yeah.
You both have talked a little bit about the educational component of this process and of this show. And you're both artists, we should also say, in your own right. Sarah, can you speak a little bit about the emotional value of this experience for the emerging artist? So in addition to the, you know, what they get from it, from the educational experience or for the career experience, what's the emotional impact of getting to be a part of a show?
I think it's been like a huge probably boost, you know, and a sense of maybe like self-worth that they've got, because it's, you don't want to just make work in a vacuum, most people. So they want to feel that the work is like getting out there and being seen in the world. So I think that we could just see that a lot of the artists were able to come to the opening. Of course, we have another opening coming up. We'll talk about that. But you could just see the joy that they had to be able to like come and have their work. And it is a nice gallery. It's a nice space. So that was good for us to see. Yeah, definitely. The emotional, yeah.
And we have the first Friday coming up here in July, which is a wonderful opportunity for people to experience this and hopefully meet some of the artists.
Yes, and Aaron Schultz, he is a musician, and he's going to be performing that night from 6 to 8 p.m. So, yeah, so definitely come for that as well.
We've been talking with Blair Clark and Sarah Nesbitt about the exhibit Unseen Voices. It continues through July 8th at the Foster Gallery for Christianity and the Fine Arts at First United Methodist Church in Peoria. Thank you both for being with us today.
Yeah,
thank you.
And Saturday night at 8 p.m., you can catch the Boss Trio performing as part of the Jazz Night at Knuckles Pizza in Dunlap. The trio performs from 8 to 11 p.m. and features the professional talents of Mike Nellis on organ, John Miller on guitar, and Jason Brannon on drums.
And the Peoria Municipal Band has two concerts this weekend. Tonight at 7, they're presenting Out About Town in the parking lot of St. Philomena Church in Peoria. The regular Sunday night concert celebrates the Illinois Bicentennial. That is Sunday night at 7 at the Glen Oak Park Amphitheater.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.